Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
510 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thursday afternoon. Thanks for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Thinking about maybe buying that home or selling a home, let me give you the mortgage rate numbers. Keep you up to date here. Mortgage News Daily is reporting this afternoon. Average rate on that 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.13%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.50%. Stocks ending up today. Despite a new tariff announcement from the White House, Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages ending higher as markets shrugged off a hot producer price index report after President Trump rolled out his reciprocal tariffs plan. Another inflation reading coming in stronger than expected. Wholesale prices rose by 0.4% in January on a monthly basis, and PPI advanced 3.5% annually. All of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished higher, and shares of Meta Platforms rose nearly 0.5%, with the social media company notching its 19th straight session of gains. The Dow winners, Apple, Home Depot and Sherwin-Williams, the Dow decliners, Boeing, Merck, and 3M. The Dow rising 343 points, the Nasdaq higher by 296, S&P 500 up 63. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, we're watching this story just developing here this afternoon. A major oil company is now cutting staff. Jenny Casola has more on the report.
Chevron says it will cut 15 to 20% of its global workforce by the end of next year. It's looking to cut up to $3 billion in costs, simplify its business, and complete its merger with Hess. Reuters says employees were told during an internal town hall that they can begin opting for buyouts now through April or May, and estimates the layoffs would impact about 8,000 people. Chevron has been making less from producing gasoline and diesel fuel. Its refining business posted a loss in the recent quarter for the first time since 2020. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
Already in a Tampa Bay hospital fighting a verdict that it was responsible for a woman's suicide, lawyers for John Hopkins All Children's Hospital were in court yesterday asking for a retrial in the Maya Kowalski case. Maya was a 10-year-old girl from Sarasota County who was treated at the St. Petersburg Hospital. She's now 19. Her story was the subject of a Netflix documentary. The doctors treating her accused her mother of child abuse and prevented her from seeing Maya or taking her home, and Maya's mother wound up taking her own life in 2017. And a jury awarded her family over $200 million in damages in 2023. The hospital's lawyers say the hospital is not responsible for the health of a patient that it never treated.
513 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Potential ban on flags depicting Pride, Palestine, and Black Lives Matter back in the Florida legislature. Legislation of Senate Bill 100 advanced in a February 11th committee meeting. The bill prohibits a governmental agency or local government from erecting or displaying a flag that represents a political viewpoint, including a political, partisan, racial, sexual orientation, gender, or political ideology viewpoint. Now, the ban would also include public schools, colleges, and universities. The legislation was approved by the Governmental Oversight and Accountability Committee on a 5-2 vote.
All righty. Also, President Trump will be able to move forward with a lawsuit that he filed against those who award the Pulitzer Prize. Trump sued the board members for defamation in 2022, and this was after they refused to take back the prize that they awarded in 2018 to outlets that reported Russia interfered in the 2016 election. The Pulitzer board says the lawsuit is about intimidation of the press and those who support it, but say that they will not be intimidated.
Okay. Donald Trump's pick to lead the FBI, Kash Patel, has been advanced to a final Senate confirmation vote next week. David Spunt has more.
Normally, these committee votes go 20, 30 minutes. This went 2 hours today talking about Mr. Patel. Many current employees I've spoken to agree changes are long overdue. However, if confirmed, Director Patel would face questions perhaps from within the Bureau. 5,000 FBI employees across the country were ordered recently to fill out a survey regarding their work on January 6 investigations. I spoke with the president of the FBI Agents Association, an agency representing nearly 14,000 active agents across the country. She said she wants to work with Director Patel if he's confirmed, but is concerned about losing some 3,600 probationary employees as they continue to work on cases preventing sex trafficking, school shooting prevention, and war counterintelligence cases.
Alrighty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we've got some pretty heavy backups on 9 Mile Road still. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road. There was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon. Also have a lot developing on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, and on Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards Olive Road. Outside of that, your worst-looking spot is probably going to be Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 63 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow won't be too bad. Partly cloudy, high of 66, low of 60.
Qualifying for the special election in Century ended on Wednesday. One person qualified to run, and now he returns to a position he once held as the town's mayor, Ben Bowell. He was saying that he really didn't intend to run until just a few days ago.
Been having a lot of positions empty, and we can't get things accomplished. It's not good for the town of Century, of course. It's not good for any community.
Okay, Boutwell says he wants to focus on infrastructure, jobs, and economic development.
The main thing is the infrastructure. The infrastructure is 30, 35 years old. I've started touching the wastewater area. We've touched lift stations. We've got some of those already accomplished. And we've got others that are on the books to be taken care of.
Okay, District 4 Council seats also up for grab. In the race, three candidates have qualified. John Bass, Catherine Fleming, and Elizabeth Sparky Harrison. The town will hold a primary on March 18th. The two candidates with the most votes go to the general election in April.
Alrighty, and legislation aimed at boosting immigration enforcement moving forward in state legislature. The state Senate passed news bills earlier today that would make it a state-level crime to knowingly enter Florida illegally and raise penalties for undocumented immigrants accused of a crime. The measures would also allocate $250 million for law enforcement to implement federal immigration law and slash in-state tuition for undocumented immigrants.
Oh, the almighty dollar is playing here. The Trump administration claws back funding from New York City, claiming the city spent it on luxury hotels in its effort to provide temporary housing to migrants. Christina Coleman explains.
More than $80 million to house and provide services for migrants in New York City. New York City's comptroller weighing in.
This was money awarded in the prior administration, spent by the city in the prior administration.
The Homeland Security Secretary saying, quote, I have clawed back the full payment that FEMA deep state activists unilaterally gave to New York City migrant hotels. FEMA was funding the Roosevelt Hotel that serves as a Trinidad-Aragua base of operations and was used to house Lincoln Riley's killer. There will not be a single penny spent that goes against the interests and safety of the American people.
And also a federal judge blocking parts of two executive orders issued by President Trump aimed at restricting gender-affirming care. Earlier today, a U.S. district judge ruled in favor of a group of LGBT organizations and transgender teens who sued over the orders. The plaintiffs alleged that they're without authority and amount to illegal discrimination. The ruling temporarily stops federal agencies from withholding funding due to medical facilities providing gender-affirming care.
Okay, our good friend Milton City Manager Ed Spears has a list of five candidates who remain in the running as Milton's next police chief. Jennifer Frank from Windsor, Vermont. Jad Langan from Aurora, Colorado. Kurt Hinterberry from Frederick, Maryland. Philip Lukens from Carr, Colorado. And Derek McCollum from Kansas City, Missouri. Spears, by the way, has not provided any indication on when he might announce who has been chosen as the new chief. I'm going to try to get Ed on tomorrow, and we'll discuss this with him. He's always a real informative and pretty straightforward in terms of what's going on with the city of Milton. So we'll try to talk to Ed tomorrow afternoon.
All righty, 5:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've been talking a lot about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Well, Trump has someone to blame in regards to why that even happened. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Pensacon Weekend, the Gulf Coast premier pop culture convention. Meet dozens of celebs, authors, attend panels, enjoy the live music and performances, and so much more. For ticket info, please see Pensacon.com. Saturday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Bond and Beyond performance. Tickets are available at PensacolaSymphony.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Somebody just totally tearing up the Monkey song. I don't know who that is, but I'm a believer.
It was Smash Mouth.
Okay. All right. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Smash Mouth. I'm a believer. Old Monkeys too.
Davy Jones, right?
Yeah,
the whole gang, all here.
They're all there. Okay. Bad story to have to pass on to you, but I know there's a lot of folks here interested. Official sharing the latest update just minutes ago after a Navy fighter jet crashed off the coast of San Diego. Christian Goodwin has more on the accident.
Harbor Police Detective Sergeant Daniel Moen revealing two pilots who were on board a U.S. Navy jet that went down in the San Diego Bay were rescued by Good Samaritans on a boat.
The main channel of San Diego Bay remains open in and out, but you'll see a large Coast Guard and Navy presence holding the maritime perimeter of the debris field while all of the debris is recovered.
Not revealing details on the incident or the crew, stressing this is the Navy's investigation. The U.S. Coast Guard previously revealing the pilots of the Boeing EA-18G Growler were taken to a hospital and are in stable condition. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, our worst-looking spots are going to be on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, Palafox Street, traveling northbound passing Burgess Road, and Gulf Beach Highway. Man, that one's really looking backed up. If you are traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, be on the lookout for those few spots. Outside of those, though, it's just a bit more of the same. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 66, low of 60.
526, News Radio 92.3. A common occurrence, if you're riding the trains in New York City, or any subway system around, you always have these what they call fare skippers, where they jump over the turnstiles and things like
that. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, get this. They've got a new awakening here today. Fare skippers in NYC have a new challenge on their hands. Teresa Crowley has more on the story.
In the endless cat and mouse game to claw back some $500 million in fare evasion every year, New York's MTA builds a better mouse trap, installing its first crescent-shaped metal shields at hip level of the turnstiles at the Brooklyn Bridge subway stop. Try to hop that and miss? Looks like it might be painful. In January, MTA installed what they call subway spikes to keep strap hangers from using gate handrails to boost themselves over the turnstiles. The previous new gates were foiled by a TikTok hack showing how you could save your $2.90 and just swipe your hand over the exit sensor. Still, it pays to try. MTA officials say their efforts led to a 26% drop in fare evasion the last 6 months of last year. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Another great innovation introduction by TikTok, may I add.
Yeah, my generation, man, we know how to do it right. Okay, mentioned this before break.
You said it.
President Trump claiming Russia invaded Ukraine because of comments that then-President Biden made about Ukraine possibly joining NATO. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office earlier today, Trump said that the war started, quote, because Biden went out and said that they would join, or that they could join NATO, and he shouldn't have said that, unquote. And said that he knew that, Trump added that as soon as Biden said that, he knew there was going to be a war. Biden said in 2021, before the war even began, that joining NATO was in Ukraine's hands.
Okay, many parts of the U.S. impacted by the inclement weather are not out of the woods just yet. Let me just tell you, there is a front. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have to make weekend plans, maybe you're flying up to Chicago. That's one hot spot. But New York, the whole Northeast corridor up on that side, Cleveland, Cincinnati, up in there, Detroit. You got some weather problems, and you just need to make plans on how to deal with that. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean is in with the forecast.
One storm exits the East Coast while another moves into the West. We've had a destructive week of snow, ice, rain, and severe storms, including tornadoes. Extremely cold air and dangerous wind chills will make it dangerous to be outside for parts of the northern plains, while the West will be the target for heavy rain and mountain snow, including Southern California. Part of this energy moving across the country and bringing snow, ice, heavy rain, and another round of severe storms on Saturday. Stay tuned to Fox Weather for the latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And defense attorneys for Brian Koberger say detectives found blood from two unidentified males at the off-campus house where four University of Idaho students were killed. One sample came from a handrail in the home. The other was on a glove outside of the home. It's unknown how long they were there, but DNA from a knife sheath was used to link Koberger to the murders.
Are you keeping up with this very strange incident up in a place in Boyers, Pennsylvania? It's the old limestone mine where they've discovered they're processing retirements for federal employees in this mine. It's a very strange story. Elon Musk says it's a time warp. Something out of the past needs to be modernized. Nate Foy has more from Boyers, Pennsylvania.
As the Trump administration tries to shrink the federal workforce, processing retirements will be crucial, and the bulk of that work is happening here at a place that you might not
expect. Workers go through each application by hand after receiving documents from whatever federal agency a worker is retiring from so they can get their full pension. Doge posted on X, quote, 700 plus mine workers operate 230 feet underground to process roughly 10,000 applications per month, which are stored in manila envelopes and cardboard boxes. The Office of Personnel Management says it processed even less than that last year, just 7,381 claims per month.
Strange. It's true. And it's very, it is a time warp. They're doing all this by hand.
And Republicans are defending cuts to USAID.
Sounds like something I would do.
Old school. As they say, the agency betrayed America. Congressman Michael McCaul says the agency still has potential to do good, but he said it must be placed under the State Department where funds could go to countering our enemies in places like China. Democrats say cuts to USAID need to be transparent. No members of the administration were present for today's hearing.
Okay, you're going to be over at Pensacon tomorrow morning, aren't you?
Yes, from around 12 to 3.
Well, so what is your role when you have to go over there? What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be working with Cat Country, setting up the tent, standing under it, saying hello from the tent.
Just running the operations, basically. Run everything through you when you're out there.
Yeah, just promotional presence.
Okay, so Austin has all the answers to what's going on out there. I'm getting at Pensacon. 40,000 of your closest friends coming to town over at the Bay Center City and Austin prepping for that next intergalactic adventure. Yeah, go say hey to Austin Price if you're going to Pensacon tomorrow morning.
I get lonely.
All right, this is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. After a close confirmation vote, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sworn in as the new Secretary of Health and Human Services.
I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Secretary.
Well, those who voted against him were concerned about his ability to lead the government agency and pass controversial statements about vaccines. President Trump signing an executive order to increase tariffs, explaining these are reciprocal, meaning the administration will impose tariffs matching the values that other nations have imposed on the U.S. He said certain regions will not be receiving subsidies because they're not states yet.
I think Canada is going to be a very serious contender to be our 51st state.
Many critics expect this move to backfire, resulting in higher inflation. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of NVIDIA gained nearly 3% today after Hewlett-Packard Enterprise announced they shipped its first NVIDIA Grace Blackwell system. That system, geared towards helping service providers and other businesses by deploying large, complex AI clusters with advanced direct liquid cooling solutions. Stocks finished the session higher today on Wall Street after the producer price index came back better than expected. The Dow gained more than 340 points, the S&P 500 gained more than 1%, and the NASDAQ was up 1.5%. Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan saying today they will terminate their merger talks, ending any speculation over the fate of a $60 billion deal that could have created the world's third largest auto company. U.S. crude oil futures for March delivery are up slightly, residing below $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The New York Jets are moving on from Aaron Rodgers. So what's next for the legendary quarterback? Well, the New York Giants, Cleveland Browns, and Tennessee Titans aren't attractive destinations. The Los Angeles Rams and Seattle Seahawks are two teams to monitor, but only if they move on from Matthew Stafford or Geno Smith. However, I think the most realistic destination for Aaron are the Pittsburgh Steelers. And maybe Rodgers could deliver Mike Tomlin his first playoff victory since the 2016 season. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You may think that when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do what they're supposed to do and pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology, 888-774-7557 or Claimology.com. Claimology, noun, the art and science of application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
In the misty morning fog with all our hearts that thumping in you. Brown-eyed girl,
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Many years ago, I used to work on a station called 97 Rock over in Mobile. It was an album rock station.
Right.
And we used to play a lot of Van Morrison. And we used to, the old disc jockey days used to always be Van the Man Morrison.
Well, and I love how, I don't know if you didn't, I don't know if it took you a minute to know that your mic was on or what.
Yeah, absolutely.
You went, you singing along, and then you just stopped.
What a great song. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Van the Man Morrison. Hey, Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you Thursday afternoon, kind of just zipping along here. Boy, the afternoon's going by fast today. It really is. Another brutal road week in store for the good guys as Pensacola traveling to Birmingham for a weekend series. The Ice Flyers returning home. Next time you're going to see the guys will be against Evansville. They got a 3-game series coming up beginning Friday the 21st. First two games Friday, Saturday, drop 7:05. Then that Sunday game will be a 4:05 start.
All righty. And Ohio State football reaching into the NFL ranks for its next defensive coordinator. ESPN reported yesterday that the school is finalizing a deal to make Matt Patricia the new DC. You may know him for being the head coach of the Lions before it was cool, but he's most notable for previously serving as the Patriots defensive coordinator starting in 2012, and he actually helped the team win a pair of Super Bowls. So if he can recapture some of that magic, maybe Ohio State will pick up where they left off a bit better than some people are thinking.
Okay, talk to me about this. If you notice my rundown sheet here, if you look, see how outdated it is?
Yes. Officially outdated after the FSU game last night.
It was. So what is going on tonight in terms of college ball?
Well, we only got a couple of games, but we do have Florida representation on the slate. So at 7:30, we got number 25 Maryland heading to Nebraska for some Big Ten action. And at 8 o'clock, number 14 Memphis heads to 12-12 South Florida. So the Bulls are trying to get a winning record. And who knows, maybe they can do it. USF has a pretty passionate fan base. That could be a nice home underdog story there.
Okay, was it LSD? Was it peyote? What was it for Aaron Rodgers when he went out there in that desert? What did he see in life?
He went into like a hut, and did he do mushrooms?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Whatever.
Not that I would know about this, but I'm just saying, I think it was mushrooms.
He's a weirdo.
Well, that weirdo, rich weirdo, may I add,
yes.
His era in New York City's come to an end. Joe Morgan explains.
The Jets announced Thursday that they will move on from Rodgers after just two seasons and no playoff appearances. In a joint statement, head coach Aaron Glenn and general manager Darren Mugi said in part, quote, "Last week we met with Aaron and shared that our intention was to move in a different direction at quarterback." The four-time MVP arrived in New York prior to the 2023 season after 18 years with the Packers as the Jets looked to snap a lengthy playoff drought. But just four snaps into the season, Rodgers tore his Achilles, and while he returned from injury and started every game in 2024, the offense struggled to find consistency as head coach Robert Saleh and GM Joe Douglas were fired midway through the year. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
The Jets are feeling heat on the back of their neck right now. The Bills obviously rule the AFC East with an iron fist, but you've got the Dolphins who have had potential. They're better than you now. From the Jets' perspective, that's all you need to know. But then you got the Jets and Pats. They're both kind of floundering a bit, but the Pats are already making a change at head coach. They're trying to get ahead of their mistakes. The Jets are trying to copy that. I agree with their decision. As for Aaron Rodgers, I told you last hour, Chris, he needs to retire. But I'm hearing stuff, and we've been hearing these whispers for a while, about him maybe going to the Steelers. The Steelers,
they shut him down on that.
Yes, the Steelers, who just recently, I would argue, rolled a gutter ball on Russell Wilson because his success didn't last. He really started to kind of sputter out late in the year. For us to look at that old QB past his prime and then look at another old QB but even older and even more past his prime and say, hey, let's bring that guy over. Are you serious? If the Steelers do that, they haven't learned their lesson. Aaron, hang it up.
Okay, the only people really in New York City that's really happy about this are the real estate people. Have to put his property up for sale.
Right.
They'll make a nice hefty commission. Hey, did you know whose unit this used to be?
Yeah.
This was Aaron Rodgers. Bump it up $100,000.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some drugs around here, if that'll sweeten the pot at all.
All right. Philadelphia Eagles making a young fan's day absolutely memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Max has a report from Fox.
After he caught a touchdown pass in the Eagles' Super Bowl 59 win Sunday, wide receiver A.J. Brown's thoughts were on the city of Philadelphia, recovering from a recent plane crash in the northeast section of the city.
We did it for you. I know a tragedy just happened. My heart goes out to ones that lost their lives, and I'll be making a special appearance to someone real special soon when I get back, you know, with some hardware.
Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown brought the hardware, the Vince Lombardi Trophy, to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Wednesday to surprise a 10-year-old Eagles fan who had been severely injured by the January 10th plane crash. Andre Howard took metal debris to the head and needed brain surgery after he had dove to protect his sister at the time of the crash. Andre posed for photos with A.J. Brown and the Lombardi Trophy and got to speak to Eagles running back Saquon Barkley over the phone. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, that's a very wholesome story there, especially, you know, with the Eagles, who are sometimes seen as a villain in the league. That's a much-needed feel-good story there.
So do you think that the Eagles have taken the place of the Raiders as the bad boy in the NFL?
Yes, absolutely, but the Eagles can't take all the credit for that. The Raiders have sucked for years.
Yes, they have.
So yeah, it due to some actions on both sides. Yeah, I would say the Eagles have beaten the Raiders.
There's a Raiders story unwinding here about a quarterback going to the Raiders. And I just touched on it. It was coming across as I was getting ready to come on there. But you might want to check it out. And they're talking about this. It's got me. But there's a story breaking about the Raiders and acquiring a new quarterback.
They need one.
I'm not sure who it is, but I'm sure we'll find out by this time tomorrow. We will definitely look into that.
And the Genesis Invitational underway in California, this week's PGA Tour event hosted by Tiger Woods. It's taking place at Torrey Pines, just north of San Diego. Woods was set to play this week but withdrew from the field after he said he's still mourning the death of his mother. Last year's winner, Hideki Matsuyama, has one PGA Tour victory already this year, and he's playing this week.
Okay, Doge securing two big wins in court, with one judge restoring President Trump's federal buyout program for employees. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
White House officials think they have now shrunken the federal workforce by about 3% because 75,000 workers took the so-called fork in the road buyout. And a judge in Massachusetts is telling unions that are suing to stop it, they don't have the standing. The quote from this ruling yesterday is, "The unions do not have the required direct stake in the fork directive. This is not sufficient. Second, the court lacks subject matter jurisdiction to consider the plaintiff's pleaded claims." More good news for the Doge team here at the White House came from a federal judge in Rhode Island who ruled that the White House can cut or freeze federal funding as long as they are following existing rules and regulations.
Alrighty, 5:45 on the nose here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Our worst looking spots right now haven't really changed from our last update. We still got some minor backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, and on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound passing Burgess Road heading towards Olive. Do have some backups developing. This is if you are traveling on North 9th Avenue toward I-10. We do have some congestion in that area, but no confirmation of an accident at this time, so that's some good news for you. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 46. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 66, low of 60.
5:46, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We were talking about President Trump and the buyout program for Fed employees. Well, some employees at Pensacola's VA clinic had decided to take advantage of that offer. Unconfirmed reports indicate at least six employees, and here comes the operative two words, including doctors, remember that, took the offer. Crystal Sillins is one of the vets who rely on the Pensacola VA clinic for care. The retired Navy vet says she and other VA employees fear the federal employee buyout program could significantly impact services.
I've heard they're dropping like flies. I've heard now it's at least two or three that have decided to take a severance. There's just not enough providers to go around. So with buyouts and severances being offered, it's concerning that there will not be enough providers, so we'll have to wait longer for appointments.
Okay, remember those two words I mentioned, including doctors?
Yes.
Okay. The VA has identified more than 130 positions within the agency that are not eligible for the program. Medical officers or physicians are on that list. So it's still basically unclear what that means for the three doctors who have accepted the buyout here locally. Causing a little bit of confusion around here.
It's causing some confusion for me, so I can't imagine, or I don't doubt it.
Okay, hey, a vote on a new city coming up in Texas. Now, this is exciting. Elon Musk all behind it. John Saucier has more.
How would you like to live in Starbase, Texas? There will be an election on May 3rd in Cameron County, Texas, where residents who live near the SpaceX launch site can formally start a new town around it. In December, more than 70 residents signed a petition to request the election. Most of the people who live around there are SpaceX employees, and the Starbase general manager says the designation would help streamline processes to build amenities in the area. More than 3,400 full-time employees and contractors currently work at that site. John Saucier, Fox News.
What happens if you're working for SpaceX and then you get fired? Then you're stuck in the middle of this town.
You're like a constant reminder of my unemployment.
What a nightmare.
The Kennedy Center starting to see shows canceled after President Trump took over as chair of the board. Actress and producer Issa Rae announced on her Instagram account that she has canceled her sold-out show scheduled for next month. She said that she made the decision due to what she believes to be an infringement on the values of an institution that has faithfully celebrated artists of all backgrounds through all mediums. Following Trump becoming chair, TV producer Shonda Rhimes resigned as treasurer for the board, and musician Ben Fold stepped down as artistic advisor.
You know, they're going to learn one day not to combine politics and entertainment.
Not to combine politics and their careers.
Absolutely. 548, News Radio 92.3. Today, fans said goodbye to a beloved franchise. That is for now. Michelle Polino has more.
The last five episodes of Cobra Kai drop on Netflix, bringing one final tournament for Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence. But after Kree's knife smuggling led to Kwan's death, the Sakai Tekai is now heading to the valley. And not everyone wants to fight.
Love the smell of karate in the afternoon.
Kree's now grappling with his role in Kwan's death is at his most unstable. Meanwhile, Amanda LaRusso fully embraces the karate wars, and the final trailer pays tribute to the franchise that started it all in 1984. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And around this time every hour, I'd like to give you another reminder of your stock numbers. Well, Wall Street closing higher today. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 342 points to 44,711. The S&P 500 gained 63 points to 6,115. And the NASDAQ gained 295 points to 19,945.
All right, Valentine's Day, time for love. But unfortunately, it is also a prime opportunity for scammers looking to prey on hopeful romantics. Now, isn't that terrible to have to talk about?
Yes.
Romance scams costing Americans some $1.14 billion. If you're out there looking for love, you need to be on high alert. And with the right knowledge, you can protect yourself and your finances from heartbreak. Watch out for these scams. I wanted to point these out. The long-distance lover scam. The fake profile scam. I need a gift card trick scam. And the cryptocurrency con scam. And don't forget about the sextortation scam.
Whew. Sextortion, you mean?
Yeah, big things here. Now that you know the red flags, you need to protect yourself and your finances from these criminals. So that's it. So Valentine's Day, consumer spending expected to hit all-time highs. Jeff Manasso has more on the details.
Valentine's Day is set to go back to the Romans that celebrated St. Valentine in the 3rd century. That's turned into an expensive holiday, with the National Retail Federation saying this year we'll spend about $27.5 billion on product.
This is one of the days where you'll see a lot of people popping the ring and asking to get married.
Angeli John Donjani, a professor of marketing at the University of New Haven, says jewelry sales are expected to top $6.5 billion this Valentine's Day. Though barring jewelry, most of us on average will spend about $190 per person on loved ones, friends, and pets, up significantly from Valentine's spending last year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty, 551 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we have an update on a suspect found with weapons near former President Obama's Washington, D.C. home. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Join Dawn and Dr. Bouchard from Ashton Novant Health 65 Plus Tuesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, where they'll be discussing the importance of annual visits with the Ashton Novant Health 65 Plus care model. Tune in to call or text your questions at 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, feeling pretty darn good on this Thursday afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. Under bills advancing Wednesday by key Florida House and Senate committees, immigrants illegally convicted of first-degree murder or raping children will face mandatory death sentences. The bill, part of a suite of measures state lawmakers are slated to vote on supporting President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. Ready to take a break? Let's do it. TMZ on the air. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Branson Quirk, and this is the TMZ Minute. Blake Lively is demanding access to Justin Baldoni's phone, firing off subpoenas to AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon. Her legal team is after messages from Baldoni, publicists, and producers, hoping to uncover a smear campaign against her. Lively's lawsuit already accuses Baldoni of harassment and retaliation. O.J. Simpson's estate is gearing up for a major auction, with a proposed date set between March 12 and March 29. The sale includes memorabilia like a Warhol painting, signed Eisman poster, and celebrity photos. Simpson's children have until February 26 to object. Dr. Drew is warning Diplo that his LSD use could land him in a psych ward. Dr. Drew told TMZ he's seen high doses trigger severe mood disturbances, including manic psychosis and schizophrenia. Drew says unmanaged LSD use could worsen underlying mental health issues. I'm Branson Quirk, and that was the TMZ Minute.
All righty, 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Did have a caller letting us know that we do have some backups on Detroit Boulevard. That is if you are traveling eastbound towards Highway 29. Doesn't look too bad at this point, but nonetheless, be on the lookout for it. And if you ever have anything you need to let us know, be sure to text or call in to 850-437-1620. Our other really bad spots are the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and we do have some backups still on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach. As for the weather, 63 degrees, low of 46 this evening. Tomorrow, it's going to be a nice day. High of 66, low of 60.
Okay, the 60th Fighter Squadron over there out of Eglin is going to be conducting the last night of flying ops tonight. As a matter of fact, pilots will be launching in just a few minutes. The flight operations take place between 6 and 8 p.m. tonight along the coastline. So just be aware, the Sound of Freedom will be very noticeable this evening.
Alrighty, and mentioned this before the break, the Department of Justice saying that it will not dismiss charges against the suspect found with weapons near President Obama's home. Taylor Toronto was arrested by the Secret Service in 2023 after firearms, ammunition, and a machete were allegedly found in his van. He was facing charges related to the 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol building at the time of his arrest, but that case was dismissed by federal prosecutors last month. The DOJ says the 2023 charges are not related to the Capitol riot case and that Toronto should be tried as scheduled.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, might bring a little slight tear to some eyes. Netflix's continuation of the Karate Kid franchise about to end. Michelle Polino has that and more in Fox Tube.
Fox Tube.
I'm Michelle Polino on Hulu.
Let's get some people married.
Muslim Matchmaker is the debut reality series from ABC News Studios, following matchmakers Hoda Abrahim and Yasmin El-Hadi as they help various Muslim Americans connect and find love. On Netflix, The Witcher, Sirens of the Deep, the adult animated fantasy drama feature based on the Witcher franchise and the short story A Little Sacrifice sees monster hunter Geralt of Rivia in the midst of a long-term conflict between villagers and sea people. So on Netflix, the series Cobra Kai is concluding with its final episodes this week, marking the end of a show that is deeply connected with fans through its exploration of legacy, character development, and the continuation of the Karate Kid narrative. The series has been celebrated for its emotional depth, resonating particularly with those who cherish the original films. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
And the Legally Blonde prequel has its young Elle Woods. Lexi Mindtree will play the lead role of Elle in the Amazon Prime series, and is going to follow Woods through her high school years before she went to Harvard Law. The series, called simply Elle, will be Mindtree's first lead TV role, and the original Elle, Reese Witherspoon, announced the news with a video on Instagram.
Okay, Gulf Coast Kids House doing something real nice here, orchestrating a free 12-week therapy group session. This is for adults who have experienced childhood sexual abuse. Now, the group will meet on Tuesday nights beginning February 25th, 5:30 in the afternoon. Child care will be provided. If you'd like some more information or to reserve a spot, email counselor at gulfcoastkidshouse.org, or you can call them 713-5710 to reserve your spot there.
Alrighty, and Captain America Brave New World aiming for a huge start at the box office. The Marvel Studios film is projected to make $95 million in its first weekend in theaters through the President's Day holiday on Monday. It's also expected to bring in around $110 million internationally as well.
Okay, I wanted to remind you, Florida's cracking down on illegal vapes designed to target children with vibrant colors, imagery, and flavors. There are about 1,000 unregulated products available targeting young adults. Last year, Governor DeSantis signed House Bill 1007, empowering the Attorney General's office to create a directory of single-use nicotine vapes believed to be marketed to children. Very dangerous. Don't even go near those things. Okay, coming up, we'll talk sports and a lot of news in next hour.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.